This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The political party that nominated a Thai princess to run for high office now says it will do as the nation's king wishes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The Raksachak political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubul Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 20. Election will be the country's first since the 2014 military coup. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Here in the United States, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has formally announced her candidacy for president next year. Speaking in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Warren called for change in a political system that she told supporters is rigged in favor of the rich.
Bailouts for bankers that cheat, tax cuts for companies that scam, subsidies for corporations that pollute. That's what a rigged system looks like. Too little accountability for the rich, too little opportunity for everyone else.
Warren avoided any direct criticism of President Donald Trump, calling him a symptom of a political system that favors the wealthy. Trump's re-election campaign issued a dismissive statement ahead of Warren's announcement, saying that her socialist ideas would hurt workers. Warren is the latest of several Democrats looking to win the presidency next year, including fellow senators Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and Kirsten Gillibrand. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Talks aimed at laying the groundwork for President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's second summit continue. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
After 3 days of talks in Pyongyang, U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Stephen Biegun says there's still hard work ahead before President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sit down in Vietnam's capital Hanoi at the end of the month for their second summit. Biegun is thought to have discussed specific disarmament steps that North Korea could promise at the summit and what corresponding measures the United States is willing to take. Negotiations aimed at stripping North Korea of its nuclear weapons program have made little apparent headway since the first Kim-Trump summit in Singapore last June. At that meeting, Kim pledged to work toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, but the meeting produced no clear timetable or roadmap. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of French yellow vest demonstrators marched on Saturday with scuffles in Paris on the 13th week of demonstrations. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Some protesters were visibly injured during scuffles with police, who let off tear gas in an attempt to disperse the crowds. Other marchers tried to set up a barricade on the Boulevard Saint-Germain. Police had said that around 14 people had been arrested by early afternoon. The movement has been a political thorn in Macron's side since last November, when the group, named after the fluorescent vests French motorists are required to keep in their cars, took to the streets in hordes over his reform agenda. Yellow vest protesters said the national debate initiated by President Macron as a response to the movement's grievances did not sufficiently address them, especially their demand for a referendum tabled by citizens.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. A lawyer says Tunisian authorities have given seven suspects life in prison and handed out other sentences in the trial of over two separate 2015 attacks in Tunisia that killed 60 people. Samir Ben Amour, the lawyer for one of the 44 defendants, said the verdicts were handed down Saturday for the deadly attack against the country's famous Bardo Museum and a massacre at a popular seaside resort. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the attacks, which, along with an attack on the Imperial Hotel, devastated the country's vital tourism sector and prompted foreign governments to issue travel warnings for Tunisia. And U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces said Saturday they have launched a final push to defeat the Islamic State group in the final tiny pocket the extremists hold in eastern Syria. Syrian Democratic Forces, backed by U.S. air power, have driven IS from large swaths of territory it once controlled in northern and eastern Syria. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.